Tom Peterson is the founder of a website that's getting lots of attention from the secular and Catholic press. It's called CatholicsComeHome.org. And Tom Peterson is on the telephone with us this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program today.
Well, I'm happy to be here and share the miracles that God has delivered to our ministry.
Great. Well, before we talk about this terrific website, tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
I've spent the last 25 or 30 years in advertising. Grew up in Arizona. I now live in Georgia and pretty much been an advertising executive for most of my career.
How did thought of creating a website to invite Catholics to return to the church, how did that come about?
It wasn't my thinking. It was more of a Holy Spirit's guidance. I went on a married men's retreat probably about 12, 13 years ago now in Arizona, where I had a major reversion experience where the Holy Spirit jumped in my heart. He called me to downsize and simplify my busy business career and to serve the church and people. And one of the areas I was called to serve in was to create a Catholics Come Home program for the Diocese of Phoenix in honor of the Jubilee 2000 and to answer Pope John Paul II's call for a new evangelization. And so I said yes when they called me to volunteer, and over 3,000 people had returned to the Catholic faith in just 2.5 weeks as a result of our advertising program.
Wow. And then the website came from that?
The website came years later, because when you think about it, back in the late 90s, the web wasn't really around much, and very few people had it and knew how to use it. But recently, in the last 5 years, pretty much everybody's got it now and uses it and depends on it. So we bought the web domains, CatholicsComeHome.org, and the accompanying ones, .net and .com, and created a very extensive website and a series of television ads that drive people to the website so that we can help people in three ways, Bob. If you go to CatholicsComeHome.org, you're going to be greeted by a host. So it's interactive, where a nice, friendly guy greets you and says, hey, thanks for coming to our site. It's easy to use, and here's how to use it. Number one, if you've been away from the church for whatever reason, we invite you to go to the section that says, I used to be Catholic. I want to learn more. If you are not Catholic and you'd like to learn about what our faith is and what we teach, go to that section. And finally, if you are a Catholic and want to help promote the faith and find out what we do and how to get involved, go to the I Am Catholic section. So it's real user-friendly, and it has something for everybody.
What types of information will the people get when they go to those three sections of your site?
It's very extensive, and the site has gotten very high reviews by folks all around the world. Patrick Madrid, noted Catholic author and speaker and publisher of Envoy magazine, actually helped us create the content of the site. So it's orthodox and it's accurate, and it's very welcoming. The language you'll see on CatholicsComeHome.org is very user-friendly and inviting. So first of all, they're going to have their questions answered. They'll be able to find a local parish and the mass times in their area. They'll be able to watch videos, not only incredible ads about our Catholic faith, but also testimonies from 25 different people on their journey out of the church or drifting away and their story about coming home. And we believe that a lot of folks who have left the church will be able to identify with those testimonies. The folks who are not Catholic are going to find the history of our church. They're going to be amazed when they see that, number one, Jesus started our church 2,000 years ago, and it's scriptural. When he said to St. Peter, he said, Peter, you are a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And when they read that and they see the lineage of the Catholic faith dating back to Jesus and the apostolic succession for 2,000 years, they're amazed. A lot of folks haven't been taught this. They don't know this. When they see that the Catholic Church, inspired by the Holy Spirit, actually compiled the Bible in around 300 A.D., they're amazed. They didn't realize that. But then they realize somebody had to do it, and it makes sense now. So the more they look into the history of our faith, the more they want to be a part of our family. And, Bob, the amazing thing is, we're finding for every two that's returning to the Catholic faith through the CatholicsComeHome.org commercials and website, we're having one who's inquiring about how can I become Catholic. So the conversions are amazing.
That's incredible. Now, you mentioned the commercials. There are on your website two, I believe, I don't want to even call them commercials because they're so well done. They're almost like movies, like theatrical movies.
Right, they're almost like mini movies. You're right. And they're not commercial in nature, but we call them commercials because we air them during television programs.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the about those two films.
Yeah, there's actually almost 30, but we feature three. The two you're mentioning are the two that are getting all the national attention. One in particular is called Epic, and it shows the history, beauty, and spirituality of our Catholic faith that Jesus started himself 2,000 years ago. And that particular ad is getting national acclaim. It ran for the Holy Father and 50,000 people at the Mass at National Stadium recently.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it there. Yeah, it was great.
Yep. It aired at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast for 2,500 dignitaries, including President Bush, John McCain, Supreme Court justices, ambassadors, cardinals, also that week in Washington, D.C. And then it aired on national TV when they interviewed me on Fox and Friends a couple of weeks ago. And so that ad is just touching hearts, and people are very inspired by it. The second ad you mentioned, Bob, is called Movie, and it actually shows the movie of your life. It kind of takes a piece out of Revelations, and it shows how we're all going to be accountable for the good and the bad that we've done in our lives. And it shows various people watching scenes out of the movie of their life. And this is the one that's the tearjerker. In literally less than 2 minutes, people begin to well up with tears and say, I want to be a better Catholic, or I'd like to consider becoming a Catholic, or, you know, Jesus hasn't been a part of my life, but I want this mercy they talk about in the commercial, and I want to come home to the church. And so this ad is having a profound, deep catechetical effect on the lives of the viewers, Bob. And it's called Movie, and it's on the homepage of CatholicsComeHome.org. And then finally, the last series of ads we have that make up the remaining 30 are the testimonials of different people, some singularly and some we combine together, that talk about how they left the faith, either drifted away during college, started sleeping in on Sunday, only started going on Christmas and Easter, and then not at all. And finally, their individual stories on how their journey home started. And they're powerful as well.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and I'm very happy to have as my special guest this morning Tom Peterson. He's on the phone from Georgia. Tom is the founder of CatholicsComeHome.org, a terrific website that that I recommend highly. Tom, what has the response been? Have you heard from folks who have either come back to the church or have joined the church as a result from experiencing your website and these great films?
By the thousands. In fact, it's been miraculous. We launched this new component of Catholics Come Home, which is a full-time ministry. It's more than just ads and a website. This is a full-fledged apostolate that will continue and will grow both nationally and internationally. But in the first 60 days since we launched on March 3rd, we've not only aired at all of those venues I've talked about, but we also tested these spots and aired them in the Diocese of Phoenix and the Diocese of Lexington. Over 6,000 people in Phoenix who were away from the church responded. Thousands more came directly to confession and to Mass. People who had been away for 30 years saying, I'm home now. Mm-hmm. One priest reported that in the first week alone, he had 16 people in his confessional that said that they saw the CatholicsComeHome.org television ads and had been away for as much as 30 years, and they were coming back to confession after all that time. Mm-hmm. They're having a profound effect. The word got out from these little tests where the 1,100 people responded in Lexington and maybe as many as 10,000 people responded in Phoenix. The word got out, and to date we have over 140,000 unique visitors to the website from all 50 states and 80 countries from around the world. People all over the world are saying, we need this in our community. We need to get involved in this. This is the greatest apostolate since EWTN started years ago. Mm-hmm. And we've had those quotes from noteworthy Catholic leaders. And so it's been an absolute miraculous blessing at what transformations are occurring in people's lives. And, Bob, I want to share with you one or two testimonials.
Please.
That came from returnees, because I think they really typify how the Holy Spirit's working. The one that I remember most is from Angela. She moved to the United States from Dublin, Ireland, 35 years ago. And she said, in the last 20 years, I not only drifted away from the church, but I would call myself an agnostic. And she says, how is it after 35 years of being away and 20 years being an agnostic? I see a Catholics Come Home TV ad. I go to the website, CatholicsComeHome.org. I begin to weep. and I look up the mass times, and I look up my parish, and I come home after 35 years just by seeing a television ad and a website. That's miraculous. And another one we got was a lady named Becky. She said, I've been away from the church for 50 years. She said, I've hated the church and a nun since I was 7 years old. The nun told me that my dad was going to hell because he wasn't baptized. And after trading emails with her, she says, Tom, you're right. I will forgive the nun. I have forgiven her. I have forgiven the church, and I feel like a burden's been lifted off me. I will come home to the faith, and thank you for helping me. You don't know how much this means to me. Bob, we've literally had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails, 140,000 web hits, and miraculous stories of conversion and reversion that have occurred through these inspired commercials and the website that are profoundly changing our country.
Well, those are just terrific stories, and I'm sure you could share many, many more. What is the future of CatholicsComeHome.org? Now, you mentioned that you like to work with dioceses, and you like it, and you place television ads in particular diocesan areas or television markets that drive folks to the website, and then from there, from the website, they're driven, so to speak, to the local parish. But is this like a coordinated effort through yourself and the diocesan offices and the parishes?
Yes, short term it will be. Our long term goal, Bob, is to actually run these nationally. We want to be on all the major U.S. networks. We want to be in the evening news on American Idol and even in the Super Bowl. And our goal is to raise enough capital and enough enthusiasm from people like your listeners and others around the country so that we can be a major force of change in the United States and help people's lives. Can you imagine this ad running in the Super Bowl? I mean, if people go to CatholicsComeHome.org and they watch Epic and watch Movie, it's pretty undeniable that it's a gift from the Holy Spirit. And to think that these ads would run consistently on major networks and in the Super Bowl is just mind-blowing, how much effect, how much positive will come from it. But to get to that goal, we're working with different dioceses and archdioceses over the next year, year and a half. We're planning on working with teams in different cities around the country so that we can run these commercials in their area, meet more people who can help be a part of our national advisory team, and eventually put the wheels in motion to run this nationally. And you know, after a few years of success and of blessings of running this nationally, we'd eventually like to go international and run these in Ireland and run these in France and Germany and Spain and all of those countries that used to be Catholic countries that have also drifted away from their faith. The churches are empty there, too. They need our help as well.
Absolutely. Tom, how can our listeners get more information about your site? And so suppose someone has a family member or a friend who has drifted away from the church. Do you have any tips how we can get those folks to go to your site and view these terrific films, Epic and Movie?
Absolutely. One way to help family and friends and neighbors and coworkers is to say, hey, I heard about this guy that invented a site and has some different television ads about faith. He wants your opinion as a non-active Catholic, as a non-Catholic, as a former Catholic, whatever you want to call it, on what you think of these ads. Would you go to the site and watch them and let me know? That's the best way because people like to be invited, they like to have their opinions known, and they're going to go there thinking that they're going to slam the church and slam the ads. But it allows the Holy Spirit a chance to witness to them through these commercials and through this loving, informative website. So number one, that's the best thing you can do, is refer family and friends and neighbors to CatholicsComeHome.org and ask them what they think of Epic and Movie and what their opinions are of the site. Number two, spread this to your other Catholic friends and let them know to watch the ads on the bottom of the homepage and visit the site and to help us with prayers and financial support because we can grow this to be a method of change. So many people say, oh, the church is sponsoring it. That's great. God bless you, brother. But you know what? You and I are the church. Our bishops and our priests don't have the money to run these ads unless we supply it. So we need to finance and we need to pray for these ads and we need to help the clergy. But you know what? They're having a profound effect when we do. We literally get emails saying, I saw the commercials, I saw the website, I'd like to become a priest. I'm proud to be Catholic. This is the greatest ad I've ever seen in my life. I want to continue them. How can I help? So not only can you use the CatholicsComeHome.org site and commercials to invite folks back, but you can also spread it among your Catholic friends so the momentum will continue and we can answer Jesus' call to evangelize the world and to help heal our culture.
Tom Peterson, thank you so much for listening to the Holy Spirit at that retreat so many years ago and using your talent and your creativity to bring folks back to the Catholic Church. And God bless you and the work of CatholicsComeHome.org. And thanks for being with us today on Catholic Forum.
God bless you, Bob, and your listeners.